Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Joe Biden's unlawful Title IX changes have now been blocked nationwide. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom.
Well, Matt, we praise God he's no longer in the White House. However, there's still been damage that we're having to undo. And here's an example. A Kentucky District Court judge has blocked nationwide his administration's unconstitutional rewrite of Title IX rule that would have allowed males to compete in girls and women's sports and invade their locker rooms and bathrooms.
Yeah, the rule that the Biden-Harris administration tried to rewrite would have allowed gender-confused males to compete and also would have attempted to infuse gender identity into the government's definition of sex. And it had already been blocked in 26 states by various judges, as well as the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals and other courts as well. The ruling in this case keeps the more than 50-year-old status quo that sex discrimination in education is strictly based on whether a person is biologically male or female.
Imagine that.
Yeah, but, you know, Title IX is a law that came into effect to protect women.
To protect women and give equal opportunity.
It goes back to 1972 to provide equal opportunity to women and girls.
And the Biden administration wanted to strip that away so badly.
So it makes no sense that Title IX says that you can't discriminate on the basis of sex, and it was designed, for example, in girls and women's sports in the education arena to give them equal opportunities. So, for example, that's why colleges, as an example, have girls' sports. Some colleges didn't have that. A lot of colleges didn't because it was only for guys, for men. And then sometimes, you know, colleges would say, well, we don't want to have it for women because not enough people attend it. So we want to actually put our money into the sports for men. And so the women didn't have the equal opportunity. Title IX changed all that. So that if you have a baseball team, you have to have an equivalent for your women and so forth. You have to have equivalent sports. So now you have all these sports in the high school, secondary education, college level for women. You have women that have been able to have scholarships, even go on to professional teams, play on the Olympic sports teams as well.
You remember the young lady that we interviewed on our TV program,
yeah,
who's a really fast runner.
Yeah.
And she said they had two males that were always competing against her. So she knew that she'd always come in third, always.
And otherwise she would always come in first.
Right.
She was very fast. And then you had two males that joined the team and they started taking over all the medals.
And there's Lauren Miller. She's a professional golfer. She lost one of those tournaments to a male.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is that was her first professional tournament. And she would have won her first professional tournament after college, but she lost it against a male. And she described on our program, Freedom Alive, how his swing was so much stronger than the women because of his body size and his strength. There was not fair competition.
But thankfully, you know, these women have been speaking up, and as a result, these policies are changing.
Yeah, and that policy has changed.
Right, the LPGA, that policy is changed, I believe.
Yeah,
and
since
golf.
In fact,
yeah,
it's changed actually since we did the program.
Right, right. So, and here's an example. Finally, you're seeing Title IX no longer be tainted
but
by this.
But it makes no sense, Holly. This law is designed to help women, right? Because they were discriminated by men dominating the sports, and they couldn't even break into the club. And so this Title IX law in education, 1972, opened the door of opportunity to women to have opportunities.
But then you had the Biden administration trying to push the men back in.
They're pushing the men back in.
Right.
It's like taking it back to pre-1972.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, if you are a man and you have an advantage over your competitors who are women in this particular sport that you're in. You can pretend to be a woman, and then you can go into these women's sports and you can dominate them.
It's like a bunch of children. We're all going to pretend. We're going to pretend this and pretend that and pretend I'm this. And it's like, no, we need to deal in reality here.
Well, this particular case, the good news is that the judge blocked it on a nationwide basis. This is a Kentucky court. The court says it is abundantly clear that discrimination on the basis of sex means discrimination on the basis of being male or female.
Right, and 26 states had already blocked it, as well as the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, and the judge, Danny Reeves, said, quote, as this court and others have explained, expanding the meaning of on the basis of sex to include gender identity turns Title IX on its head. I mean, that's pretty common sense. He says the entire point of Title IX is to prevent sex discrimination, and inserting gender identity into the law eviscerates the statute and renders it largely meaningless.
And he also determined the rule violated the First Amendment because it would have chilled speech and compelled people to use, quote, gender identity-based pronouns, unquote, and affirm beliefs with which they disagreed. Amen to that.
Yeah.
He also stated the Department of Education exceeded its authority to expand the definition of sex, which is a role that solely belongs to Congress. And he also determined that expanding the definition of sex was arbitrary and capricious because the starting point and ending point of that definition is clear. Sex means discrimination on the basis of being a male or female.
You know, it's
Thank
nice to hear some common sense.
Yes.
It's amazing that you have to, like, just shake your head over common sense.
Yes.
The same judge in a case earlier, Tennessee versus Cardona, had previously ruled that Title IX across six states in July 2024, that it also, he granted a final judgment for Tennessee that the rule was unlawful. In his decision at that time, Judge Reeves noted that every court that has weighed in on the final rule has also denied it and have deemed it unlawful. He concurred that it was indeed so on numerous fronts. And as you said, he also found that it was unconstitutional under the First Amendment. So,
well, he also concluded that these rewrites fatally taint the entire rule. So it's what we've been saying all along.
That's what we've been saying. It's like, you know, this law is designed to protect women, give them equal opportunities. Now you're going to have a man pretend to be a woman, and they're going to invade the sport. And what they did in that case with the runner that we did for Freedom Alive, she was out of Connecticut. The two men have dominated the awards. All those records, the high school records that they have won in Connecticut, those two men that pretend to be women, those two men, all of those should be revoked.
Right.
Every award that has been granted, every medal that has been granted to a man in a woman's sports should be taken away, and the person who was the rightful winner should actually be acknowledged.
Right, because the officials don't look at what sex you are. They look at the time.
Well, and in fact, that's what she said. Indeed, when you're in high school, for example, and they're just looking at the times.
Who had the best time?
Who had the best times?
That goes down in the records.
And so that goes into the records. And so the scouts, they're just looking at individual people's times. And when you're not the fastest, you're not going to get the highest possible scholarship.
But as a female, she was very fast.
She was very fast, yeah. She was exceptionally fast. And it's the same with Riley Gaines and so many others. But I'm glad that these women are speaking out. I'm glad that the pendulum is swinging. As we had mentioned in one of our programs, there's a new birth of freedom. I think what we see happening is a return to common sense. These laws that the Biden administration have been trying to push to have these rewrites of laws that actually turn the meaning on their head, they're falling by the wayside. The LGBTQ agenda is falling by the wayside. The idea that men should compete in sports is being rejected by people, that they should be able to undress and go into the private locker rooms and shower rooms of women. That's being rejected.
Yes.
I think it's being rejected across the country. I think people reject that woke agenda.
And the president has said no to that as well.
To that. That's not going to happen under his watch. And consequently, We also see these big corporations that were leading the charge on DEI and filling out these human rights campaigns surveys. They're not going to do it anymore. So continue to just press forward. Don't ever get discouraged. Stay in the fight. And with God, all things are possible. That's always what we have seen in our experience. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. And you can go to lc.org/helpkids on this particular issue that we've been talking about today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.